Max Bennett.
For 7 years, the questions had been asked countless times. Could debt-ridden Britain afford this? Did a nation of doubters have the conviction to pull this off? Could the athletes deliver? Now, the questions had to stop. There was time only to take a deep breath and let London stir. When the first medal came, it was celebrated, relief at being off the mark. There was a first British medal in men's team gymnastics for 100 years, and a team on a different kind of horse won silver. Even so, there was a slight sense of anticlimax. A bronze for Rebecca Adlington was okay, but 4 days had gone by. Nobody dared suggest that Team GB were choking, but when would somebody clear their throat and let out a roar? Where was the gold? It came on the fifth day. Rowing. Ever reliable rowing rowed to the rescue. The pair that rowed to gold. And about to hit the road out of Hampton Court, Britain's favourite pair of sideburns, as worn by the first Briton ever to win the Tour de France,